Casey joins us now to go through his better bets at this Randwick meeting and also his quaddie. Good morning to you, Kev.
Yeah, okay, Gareth here. Wonderful meeting. Looking forward to Very Elegant. The shorts is an awesome race. It's just magnificent. I'm going away from those races for my two specials that I'm going to give you. Look, I like Very Elegant. She's just into the red now. It's sort of my rule not to, to offer up the odds on chances. I think Super Effort, race four, number nine, is just going rock solid this preparation. Gets a lovely sit off the main pace. Hard to see him not being right there in the finish again. Thereabouts $5. I think it's a solid bet at that price. Yes, there's some, you know, decent opposition there. A couple of horses have been lucky and still on the up in their preparation. I think he's not past it, though. He's only fifth up. I think he'll hold up here and run really well. Hard to beat there. Race four, number nine. Into the last event, Exo Boom is my pick here. So race 10, Exo Boom is number seven. He's first up 1,100. He's never raced at 1,100 in his career. But I think it could really suit here. Just where he's drawn to take a trail off the main speed here, there's enough speed in the race. And at $10, trials have been good. I think he's got the quality, this horse, to return. A benchmark 88, albeit a strong one, and a carnival-type benchmark 88, and really launch at the line. So race 10, number 7, Exo Boom, around about $10. Quaddy-wise for me, I'm putting my faith in Very Elegant. First leg, 7 only, 7-1 out. Second leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. What a race that is. Third leg, 3, 4, and 14. And wide in the last as well, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10, 12, and 16. It's 126 options there. And if things fall into place, we could get a $700-$800 div there for the quaddie, hopefully.
That would be lovely. Good luck, Kev.
Thank you.
The Red Belly Play of the Day. Thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
It's time for the play of the day, thanks to Red Belly Sports. It's a good morning to you, Ed Kennett.
Morning to you, mate. I dare say you wouldn't have a lot of time. You've been yapping away there with the crew
Yes.
for a while, but I'll be quick, mate, because I haven't got a lot of time myself. Race one at Randwick. I am worried about the wind at Randwick. It won't come up early, but it'll get stronger during the day with that westerly. And for those that don't know, Randwick, down the back, before the turn, you're running straight into it. So I'm going to go early on a horse that is going to lead, and I'm banking on the wind not being around at that stage. Race one, number three, Nikki Tricks, who can't trial any better, has everything in its favour here. Got Kieran McAvoy riding it. The one query I have got in the race is with number 10, Private Agent. So we'll make that a saver. So we'll go $80 to win number three, Nikki Tricks. And Private Agent, who will sit third on the fence here, I would suggest, as a saver, around $20. And that's the play of the day for Red Belly Sports, mate.
So race one, number three, race one, number 10. And we just have to watch that win, as Navesh Ramdani told us today. And we had a chat to Tommy Berry as well. So that will be interesting to see how it plays, Ed. But we can do all that by downloading the Red Belly app and also the website and watch you do your best work on the live page, I guess.
Yeah, you could do that. And I'll just say to the listeners, like, if the wind is up, if they're saying it's very windy before the start, I'd pull a pin on that bet for sure.
You're a good man, Ed. Enjoy your day and back plenty of winners.
Cheers, Gareth. Bye, mate.
Red Belly Sports is where the results speak for themselves. The Red Belly ratings and intelligent betting strategies get results like no other. Go to the website, download the ratings and the Red Belly app, and have strategies delivered by push notification and bet exactly like a pro. Our ratings are for the experienced punter who demands supreme quality. Speed maps, current market prices and rated prices and all value runners are highlighted, and results are posted immediately after the last. So why not join Red Belly Sports for a month and enjoy the ride? Head to redbellysports.com to
team up with the professionals.
The perfect BLT.
It starts with Vitocki. Vitocki pan-sized hickory smoked bacon. Award-winning bacon from 100% Australian pork. With that authentic smoky taste at your deli counter now.
From Vitocki, simply the best.
Where a day at the races begins. RSN 927's Race Day Morning.
Time to preview the Gold Coast today. Cozzy, what's happening there with the track conditions and scratching?
Good four there. Race one, take out one Del Toro, two Family Star, five The Big Goodbye, six Tomonto, nine Bay of Dragons, 10 Miss Barty, and 14 A Girl Like Alice. 1, 2, 5, 6, 9, 10, 14. Race two, scratch two Honourable Spirit, number two. Third Panatu, You'll Be Missed, six Mr. Larrabee, and nine Merseyside, 2, 6, and 9. Race 4, take out 5, Archer's Paradox, number 5. The 5th put out 1, Foreign Territory, 2, Admin Boy, and 9, Fortified, 1, 2, and 9. Race 6, scratch 1 and 9, Lancaster Bomber and Centrefire, 1 and 9. Race 7, take out 7, She Can Sing, number 7. And Race 8, put out 6, Emergent, 10, Archana, 13, Siesta Key, and 14, Angel Share, 6, 10, 13, and 14. And race 9 put out 6, Vinco. Number 6, no late scratchings.
Always great to catch up with Bart Sinclair. Thanks to the Brisbane Racing Club. And we're heading to the Gold Coast this afternoon. Bart, good morning to you. Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddie, please?
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. I know you've got a lot to get through, so we'll skip through these. But race 1, we're going to start early. Number 11, She Can Sing. Never on the track last time. 3 wide outside the leader. Home track here, good draw. I think she'll win race 1, number 11. Go to race 5, number 11, Ocean Treaty. Now, there's a riding change here. Bailey Nodoff can't make the weight. Steph Thornton, she won on it last time. No problem with that riding change. Third up here to 1,800 metres, I think's ideal. Did get a nice run through on the inside of Eagle Farm last time, but now getting to more suitable distance. Race 5, number 11. And race 9, number 2, Run for Glory, was beaten a nose in an open race behind Ballistic Boy. He won since. Just looked perfectly placed here with the claim for Leah Kilnut, race 9, number 2. The quaddie, short one to start with, race 6. I think there's only two possibles here, 2 and 3. You'll get it in those. We own a smart one, $1.50, short enough. The other horse is going really well. So put the 2 in there, 2 and 3. Go to race 7. It does look like Miami Fleiss. Again, she's odds on. I'm not too sure about who selected the quaddie today. The two really short ones. But I put a roughie in there, number 3, Archana. Accepted for Randwick, accepted for race 8 here. Scratch from those races and to take on the Pink Ribbon Cup, which is a little bit more money, but that's probably swayed their thinking. But a roughie there, 4 and 3. Go to race 8. I think you'll get it in 2 here. I've gone with 9 first up, trialled brilliantly. 5 kilo weight advantage over number 2, 9 and 2. And the last, I'm keen on Run for Glory, but I think you've got to put 5 and 3 in there. Full Nelson did a good job to win last week when wide, and Tokariki Lad goes well on this track. 2, 5, and 3.
Good on you, Bart. Good luck, mate. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
So Bart Sinclair just recapping his best bets there on the Gold Coast today. Race 1, horse number 11, and that is She Can Sing. Race 5, horse number 11. He's also keen on that galloper, and that's Ocean Treaty. And in race 9, he likes the 2 there, and that's Run for Glory. Racing at Morphinville, the Wiley's the feature there, Cozzy.
Good 4, Rail True, and 17 out. Race 1 clear, race 2 take out 3, Enchantingly, number 3. Third event put out 3 Indy Magic, 14 In the Darkness, and 16 Lysandra, 3, 14, and 16. The 4th clear, the 5th scratch 1 Extra Mile, number 1. Race 6 take out 10 Don't Waver, number 10. 7th put out 1 Deal Breaker, 7 Monrage, and 9 Persian Empire, 1, 7, and 9. Race 8 scratch 5 Sam's Finale, 8 He's a Bolter, 9 One More Jack, and 10 Bell CL, 5, 8, 9, and 10. And then the 9th put out 5, Ready Sun, 11, Pale Ale, 12, Divine, and 13, Free Wilma, 5, 11, 12, and 13.
Always great to catch up with Nadia Horn. Looking forward to this card today. Nadia, where do we start with your specials?
Hi, so Gareth, we can kick off in race 3 with number 12, Darlene Nora. There's been really good support for this horse since markets first went up this morning, and, of course, the bigger players can have a go. It's now into an odds-on favourite after beating 220 yesterday. She's coming back from a really good preparation last time in, where we saw her competitive at stakes grade, and she does get to a position probably off course from off pace from that good draw. So I'm pretty keen on her race 3, number 12. I didn't think in race 4 that number 6, Larkin, is the one to beat here. He's the one run back this preparation. He'll take good benefit out of that, and he's got the potential to settle up on speed. Look, his best form would have him, you know, clear favourite here, and that's the way that the market's trended this morning. Race 4, number 6, Larkin. And the other horse I like comes up in the Wiley, the feature race, and I'm pretty keen on number 7, Turbian, who hit an enormous figure first up last preparation. I like the fact he's drawn out where he has, because he likes a bit of room in his races, and the fact that they've elected to resume him here bounced up from a break, I'm expecting a bold showing. So the three horses are race 3, the 12, race 4, the 6, and race 8, number 7. And our quaddy today will go 2, 6, 7, the first leg, field in the second leg, 1 out the 7 in the third leg, and come home with runners 1, 4, 6.
You're a star, Nadia. Good luck.
Thanks, Darren.
So race 3, number 12, race 4, number 6, and Turby in her tip in the feature there, race 8, number 7. Tatura is the second meeting here in Victoria today, Cozzy.
Righto, now here we have quite a few scratchings, a lot of emergencies, soft 5, and the rail is true. Race 1, pull out 4, Aurum, and emergencies 14 and 15, 4 and 14 and 15. Race 2, take out 4, Apsara, 9, Aspen Snowmass, 11, Limey, and 16, Cumana. 4, 9, 11, 16. Third event, 1 Crisis Time, 10 Ultra Instinct, and then 12, 15, 16, and 17, the emergencies. 1, 10, 12, 15, 16, 17. Fourth, emergency 13, not running, number 13. Race 5, emergencies 13, 14, don't run, 13, 14. Race 6, scratch 9, Solar Flash, and then 13, 14, 15, the emergencies, 9, 13, 14, 15. Race 7, emergencies 13, 14, 15, don't run, 13, 14, 15. Same for race 8, 13, 14, 15, emergencies not running. And race 9, take out 5, Valor Elite, and then 14, 15, 16, emergencies. 5 and 14, 15, 16.
Harry White, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth.
Suburbia, 320 in the first leg of the quaddy. Honeywine, 460. St. Joey's at 460. And then we go to Dreammaker at 750 and Rideo at $7.50. What are you doing here, Harry, to kick off the quaddy?
Making Suburbia my best of the day, Gareth. Did enough first up. Always improve second up and will appreciate being back on firmer footing after going around on a heavy 8 deck first up. I thought Royal Monsoon at a price should go into the quaddy, could run a race, even though it will be better over further. St. Joey's gets back and runs on. That racing pattern's usually detrimental, but in the mix, as is Rideo. 1258.
1600 metres, race 7, restricted 58. Heimberg at 310. Orong Road at 5. Hot Seat at 7. Okotox at $7. Olmateo Ultima, I should say, at $10, and then She Won't Leave at $7.50. Another competitive race.
Yeah, with Orong Road, been very good in two runs since finally breaking maiden status. It looks like the right form, just as long as he doesn't get a mile back in the run. I thought Heimberg was the main danger, and She Won't Leave always improves second up. Okotox next best, 3295.
Chairman's Choice looks tough to beat, $3.10 in race 8. We've got Mountain Abyss at 390, Captain Rider at 440, and those are the horses under double figures here, Harry.
I'm with Mountain Ibis. Wish I'd have, the horse had have drawn a gate, but first up run was good. Best prior form would see him go close. Chairman's Choice gives weight to them, always gives away a hefty head start. That's the knock. Captain Rider and Very Seamus are the other ones in the quaddy. 2149.
Mr. Grumpy in the last is the $4.20 favourite. Are You Listening at $5? And then Young Harry Cool at $6.50. Magnus Agogo at $5. And then that's basically it. Mally Hammer given a chance at $6.50 here, Harry.
Yeah, we'll go with the toppy. Are You Listening? Third up and ready to fire. Concede this trip sees him out, but he might just be able to hold on. Mr. Grumpy, back in grade, blinkers on, nicely weighted, looks deservedly in the market. Magnus Agogo and Mandagorian go into the quaddy as well. 1379.
Your best, mate?
Best, race 6, number 1, Suburbia. Value, race 5, number 6, Miss Juvenile. Quaddy, first leg, 1258. Second leg, 239. Third leg, 1249. Last leg, 1, 3, 7, and 9.
Do you have a best at Caulfield?
I'm really keen on Nonconformist in race 7, Gareth.
Go and get them, Harry.
Thanks, Gareth.
Peter Anthonis at Belmont. He's keen on Image Keeper. Race 6, horse number 2, Image Keeper. And in race 7 there, he's also keen on one. And that's Son of God. Race 7, number 5, Son of God. And he also said to have a saver on the 9, Crystal Spirit. Ballarat tonight in the Trot's terrific meeting. Ladies in Red should win the 3-year-old fillies contest, but she's no prize. But watch that race because she takes on Tough Tilly and they're two superstars. And I'm keen on Mac Dan into $2 now. Back him for the Victoria Cup. He'll win tonight and he'll shorten up for the Victoria Cup. I think he's a big chance. And maybe one at a price. It's not much of a price now, but Struve, he's at 330. He's been well supported. He can be a little hit or miss, but I think that you can play him with a little bit of confidence today. And in the last race, I agree with Dan Malecki. So what? That's race 10, number 9. Georgie Frew just done the form for us there at the Meadows for that Twilight meeting. Really good program here, Georgie. Where do we start with your specials?
Yeah, mate, there's three that we're keen on. Good morning to you. Race one, number one, Sunstruck. As we said yesterday, Gareth, we tipped it on radio when it ran second to qualify for this final. It's drawn box one again. Surely it can't begin as bad as it did last time out. And around the $7 mark, happy to take a play. The shorty is Jack's Bale, race four, number two, Gareth. But he should just be winning this race. He's in terrific form, this greyhound, and he's a class above. I'm also keen to have a play on race 10, number 7, Thunder Tears. I think he's been knocking down the door and he's ready to knock it right over here in this race. If he just gets some clear running early, he'll be hard to beat. So race 1, number 1, race 4, number 2, race 10, number 7. Quaddy numbers, Gareth, 1, 3, 6 and 8 into 1, 3 and 4, into 1, 2 and 3, into 2, 3, 5 and 6. Also keen on one at Geelong, Gareth, race 10, number 1, Code Cracker, looking to make it a hat-trick of wins to start its career. So just a little bonus one there. Hopefully you can get the job done.
We love a bonus one, Georgie. Race 10, number 1. So race 1, number 1, race 4, number 2, race 10, number 7 there at the Meadows, and then race 10, number 1 at Geelong, mate.
Perfect, mate. Have a good weekend.
You're a star. There's Georgie Ferrugia with his tips there at the Meadows. That wraps up my duties on RSN Saturday race day. Johnny Bowden's ready to go with the news. And then it's a big race day morning with Michael Felgate, Dan Malecki, Matty Stewart. The special guests there today, Fred Kersley, Sam Lyons and James Winks, plus so much more, Robbie Heathcote, Ronnie Duffacy as well. So looking forward to that. Here's Johnny Bowden with the news.